is the title. And again, this is a two-part, it's just a two-part word that's going to carry through to Christmas Eve when we meet again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. But part one, we're going to describe all things came with the gift of peace. And we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and that because him being the Prince of Peace, we are blessed and truly, 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 I mean, when I tell you truly, truly in position to receive all things because of the gift of Jesus that we've received from God our Father.
Amen.
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 So now,
amen.
We're going back into a part of the that we dealt with last week. Well, actually, we dealt with it the week before. Last week, we dealt with Ruth, and we looked at Ruth having, she was not without judgment, and we see the prosperity and what happened as a result of that. But we're going to jump back. There is still a lot of buzz about this Proverbs 13 and verse number 23. So we're going to base that around that tonight.
Amen.
So part one, all things came with the gift of peace. The word peace we know means eirene in the Greek. In the Hebrew, it's shalom or shalom. And what it means in the Greek, eirene means to join. And that is the first dimension of peace, when we're joined to God, which we know. The second dimension we've been studying out is prosperity. We've been looking at this prosperity thing. And God has been working us over to change our thinking, which I'm so happy about, to change our thinking from not just having a tranquil mindset, but to also to be in full discernment. And I use that word on purpose, full discernment to the fact that we are also in prosperity, tangible, touchable prosperity, wealth. I'm enjoying this transformation in my mind. I'm enjoying it because the knowledge of it or the discernment of it is causing the second shalom, which is the manifestation, prosperity. Just the knowledge of it is really strengthening the first shalom, the tranquility of my mind, to know that God is going to and know that God has already made a way of escape for me, already made a way of escape for you, already provided for you in every area that you need, in every area that you desire. It is already in your tillage. And God is changing my thinking. And as my thinking is changing, you're going to see a scripture that you've read a million times in just a moment, but you're going to realize that this is the key to really walking in manifestation. Something that is there in the spirit for you is about to come into your natural realm. It's about to manifest, and I'm serious about this. And it's going to manifest because judgment is coming to those that had no judgment before. Mm-hmm. Judgment, and when I say judgment, I'm talking about judging the justice that God has created through Jesus Christ and giving us prosperity. We were without judgment concerning this. We wanted it. We were up and down. We were flim-flam. We were very inconsistent with it. But because of this anointing and on this rhema about peace, God is changing our mindsets to be able to align ourselves to what really belongs to us.
Amen.
And I promise you, I'm never looking back and I'm never going back. I'm never going back to that mindset. His peace is stabilizing me in a mindset that says, if I have peace of mind, I also have prosperity. I have wealth, tangible breakthrough, not just mental breakthrough, tangible breakthrough to support my mental breakthrough. And so here we go. In the book of 2 Peter, watch this. Watch how important it is. Dealing with this wonderful gift that we've received. 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According, watch this, as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. This is how it happens. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. All right? Through the knowledge, all things are in my tillage, but I can't touch it unless I have knowledge of it. I can't grab it. It is destroyed for the want of judgment, for the want of knowledge, for the want of understanding. It's destroyed. It's destroyed. And so here we go. So now it comes here through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. I love this here. Verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So now, when we become partakers of this divine nature, we're going to escape everything that's of the world, everything. When we start to move in these exceeding and great and precious promises, how am I going to do that? How am I going to extract that? Through the knowledge of him. That sounds like Proverbs 13:23. To not be without judgment, which is the judgment of his justice. Amen. To the fact that I and you are participants in this. Amen. Recipients of his peace, of his prosperity. All right. So now as I come into right judgment, that also denotes I'm coming into the knowledge, the awareness of him. So as I accept and receive and bask in the tranquility of mind, that knowledge should transcend and go into the fact that I'm also in prosperity. Amen. I'm also moving in prosperity. It's here. It's already in my tillage. All right. This is the gift that's been given. All things have come. So now the word knowledge, listen, this is why we're looking at it. The word knowledge means, it means, of course, awareness. And we understand that. It means understanding as well, but it also means the second definition of knowledge in this particular verse. It means full discernment. Full discernment. So now let's go up again. All right. All right. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the full discernment of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. Through full discernment. How many times have you been in tranquility of mind and not discerned you're in the place of prosperity too? Jesus. Mm-hmm. How many times have you been in the tranquility of mind? How many times have you experienced his expiating force and not discerned that you are also in wealth and prosperity? So now all things are held up because you're not discerning. You're not discerning where you are. And so now all things that pertain unto life and godliness come through full discernment of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So now, obviously, if I'm discerning that, I'm now going to begin to receive that, because all things come by full discernment. Jesus, if you're with me, just say amen.
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 Okay. Okay. Now, here we go. Here we go. So he's given us all things through the knowledge of God. And the word knowledge means full discernment. So when we don't discern his peace to the depth of prosperity, we're robbing ourselves of what's already in our tillage. And this is where we go back to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 23. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. Now we know, all right, the word tillage means our ground or a fresh furrow, means a fallow ground, means ground that's ready to harvest, but don't get it twisted. There's already much food there. Don't make the mistake. There's already, and this is the place where we've got to come up and we've got to discern.
Amen.
We've got to discern, and this is what we're going to do tonight. God's going to explain to you what the gift has done and what the gift of peace, who is Christ, what he's given. And he wants you to understand that it's nothing that is coming to you, but it's something or it's everything that already has come. And he wants nothing but, oh, I remember when Prophetess said years ago that this ministry will be built on thanksgiving. And this is all he needs from you. Our prayers have to shift from asking him to thanking him. Because much food is in the tillage of the poor.
Amen.
But there is that that is destroyed for want of judgment. It's destroyed. Now, if something's destroyed, doesn't it mean it's already there? Yes, how can you destroy? If my harvest isn't there yet, how can you destroy it?
Yes.
Sure.
It's destroyed because it's already present. But it's happening. The destruction of it is happening because we're not in judgment. The word much means, I'm just going to look at one definition. Yeah, it means abundance in great numbers. It means to multiply. But we're going to look at that three-letter word, all. All is in the tillage. All food, all sustenance, all provisions is in the tillage of the poor. It's already there. All is there. We just read up here that he gives us all things that pertain. There it is, all. There's that word all again. According as his divine power hath given us all things. Proverbs said it over there prior, way before Peter mentioned it. But I believe it was Solomon in Proverbs said it here. All food is in the tillage of the poor. And he says the same thing that Peter said, but you can't get it because you're outside of his judgment. You're outside of knowing. You're outside of discernment. That you take it a step further, that when the peace of God has come over your mind, you take it a step further. Now you discern, my God, his prosperity is here too. The same peace is prosperity. So now here, but it's destroyed because there's want or it's without judgment, which we've learned. Now the reason why we're talking about justice is because the word judgment here in the Hebrew, it translates here justice, including a participant's right or privilege. So when you're without the judgment of your right and privilege and the fact that you're a participant in his divine nature or in his peace or in his prosperity plan, when you're without that, it's destroyed. And it's just like what Peter said. He said here, through the knowledge of God, it's coming through all things that pertain unto life and godliness are coming through discernment. So this is the gift we've been given. We've been given all things. All things we've been given. It's already. I know. Listen, guys. I know the feeling. We've been hearing this since we were Christians. We've been hearing it. It's already done. It is finished. We've been hearing it over and over. We've heard it in Rhema. We've heard it outside of Rhema. And for some reason, we haven't tapped into what is already done. And the only reason why is because of the recess place in your mind that has not fully, turned the switch completely on to the truth of when God's tranquil mindset is over me and when he's given me and he's expiated me through the Rhema word And I'm under expiation, which we understand comes by way of propitiation. Now, when I'm here, I now must discern. I'm so in the prosperity of God too. I'm right here in the midst of God's wealth and prosperity.
Yes, God.
This is the gift that's been given unto me through Jesus Christ, my Lord. This is that gift. So now we've got to continue to be in a place of discernment. Continue to stay there. All right. So there's something we really need to know, understand. There is much food in the tillage of the poor. It's not potentially coming. Listen, the Lord said it's not potentially coming. It has come. It's not coming because of the fact that we don't judge or exercise our rights as participants. We need to understand the gift that was given to us by the Father in the person of Christ Jesus. When we understand the gift, we will understand why prosperity is in the package of his peace. All things have been given to us. All things by way of Jesus Christ. Peace is that I guess it would be the flag that's placed in the ground of your mind. It becomes our benchmark, or it becomes our landmark to the fact that we are in prosperity. It becomes a landmark. If you're looking for directions to go somewhere and someone gives you a landmark, you feel good when you see the landmark because you know you're getting close. So now the landmark of prosperity is peace.
That's good.
It's peace. The peace that you have on this line is the landmark that you're also right in prosperity.
Amen.
But your judgment, you judging that fact, is very necessary. All right. So here we go. Watch this. Now, we're going to look at a picture of how the tillage of the poor works when judgment is on it. We're going to go back home to Mark chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Man, what a gift. And I have been imbibing this gift. I've been just receiving it. I mean, truly receiving it. Just a quick testimony. We had a gentleman call us today, and he thought we were another company, apparently. But our name was in his phone, and apparently he must have had a choice. I didn't tell him this. He must have had a choice between two companies. And he must have called a long time ago, or not too long ago, to have a company come out and possibly do a job at a big, huge house, an 8,000 square foot house. And he had called us instead to come out and do some cleaning, some window cleaning. And we were like, we don't know this guy. The guy that referred him to us, we do know. And he said, we did it before. And we were like, me and Elder Allison, we're like, we've never done this house. We don't remember this man's name. We usually kind of have a whereabouts or who it is. But long story short, he called us by mistake. And we get to the job and he looked at me and he said, I do think I know you from somewhere. And we identified with each other through the person that we both know. We work for another construction company that he also is somewhat affiliated to. But nevertheless, we never did the job. But the favor of God, the prosperity of God that I've been just thanking him for, opened up a door for us to do a $1,000 job tomorrow. And we're going to do the job. And we had something in common. He looked at Elder Allison's license plate. And this is a Caucasian, older Caucasian man. And he looked at her license plate and he said, Rima. And he tried to spin out. I said, that's Rima. I said, that's the Greek word for word. And I just began to talk to him about it. He said, you're a Greek Orthodox man? I said, no. I said, I'm just a Christian. I said, I'm just a Christian. He said, wow. He said, well, me too. He said, I'd like to even talk to you sometime, if you would, about some miracles that I've experienced. And he just told me the story about the miracle over his mother, how God healed her when she was supposed to die within 4 hours' time. God supernaturally healed her right there. And they gave her 4 hours to live. And then he told me another story about how he felt led to get somebody a book that talked about Jesus and how they were just about to kill themselves. And when they saw the book, it saved their life. So he told me about these miracles, which were wonderful. But the most, not that those weren't great, because they are, but what I really took away from it was that God is moving in different ways, getting prosperity to me and to us.
Amen.
Could this man calling us thinking that we're one company, but we're not. But then he doesn't tell us, no, well, I'm going to find the company that was. No, he just accepted us to do this job. And this man is just the manager of this property, this multi-million dollar property. And just for God to get it to us like that. And I'm saying that is prosperity. We're watching God, even in things that we're getting more efficient in. We're watching prosperity in our efficiency. One of our best workers, Kevin, was talking about how efficient he's become. And that's prosperity. This man doesn't have to use a rag to wipe down drips that after cleaning, he's become so efficient and so good. And we're calling it prosperity. We're watching God move in different ways.
Amen.
All kinds of business is coming through the door. And it's not just holiday business. These are things that are setting up for futures, because these are companies calling us. And prosperity is moving.
Amen.
Because our mindsets have shifted into the knowledge, into the discernment that my God, while I'm in the tranquility of my mind, I'm also in prosperity.
Bless you, Jesus.
And it's shifting and it feels so dynamic. That's why I say I'm never looking back, never going back. It's not worth it. Let me show you how it should be here in Mark chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. It says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word. I'm going to change that word there. I'm just going to add the word judgment. It chokes the judgment that you should have. And it becometh unfruitful.
Mm-mm.
It chokes the judgment that the way that you should be discerning is choked, and it becometh unfruitful. It doesn't say and is unfruitful, no. And it becometh, denoting that it was already fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
It was already in your tillage. It's not becoming fruitful. When the rhema comes and expiates you, it's already fruitful. How do I know? Because I just got expiated. I just came into tranquility of mind. There's fruitfulness. I'm not waiting for a tranquil mindset. Watch this now. This is what the Lord wants you to know. If you're not waiting for a tranquil mindset, you're also not waiting for prosperity. If it's already giving you tranquility of mind, the definition of peace, then it's already given you prosperity. There is much food in the tillage of the poor. But when discernment gets choked, it becometh unfruitful. The word unfruitful means this: not yielding what it ought to. Not yielding what it ought to yield. Wait a minute. All right, watch this. And I thought about this. If it first yielded peace of mind, the word did. If it first yielded peace of mind, then it's supposed to have also yielded something else. But because it's been choked, it's not yielding what it ought to have yielded.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It should have also simultaneously yielded prosperity.
Oh.
Jesus. Oh, God, help me.
Yeah. Goodness.
Favor should have showed up. Oh, God, hear me. Favor should have showed up. But because we're without judgment.
Uh-huh.
See, we receive tranquility of mind, but when it comes time to manifestation, it's getting choked because a recessed place of unbelief still sits in some of us. that it didn't happen at the same time. Yes, it did. It's being destroyed and it's becoming unfruitful. But don't say it didn't come, because yes, it did. If the word came, so did your prosperity. If the word came, so did your wealth. Hey, God, so did your breakthrough. But our job is to lift our hands and thank him.
Yes.
Our job is to thank him and discern. Peace of mind is here. So is favor and prosperity.
Thank you.
The note is, if it first yields the peace of mind, it's supposed to yield prosperity. It ought to yield the fullness of peace. It should yield the fullness of it. The fruitfulness of it has come. If peace of mind is there, prosperity is there at the same exact time. This is the gift we've been given. Navigate with it correctly. Use it right.
Amen.
Don't please read the instructions. This Rhema word is reading the instructions. It's reading the instruction on how to work the gift you got. The Rhema we're under is teaching you how to work the gift you got. The Rhema you're under is teaching you how to work the gift you got. It's teaching you how to work the gift you got. Jesus.
Praise God.
My wife bought this watch here. I have this watch. And she bought me this watch. It's a solar watch, right? And it's a shame. I should be ashamed of myself even telling you this. It's a G-Shock solar watch, and I've had it for like 2 or 3 years. I love this watch. It's my work watch. And I never read the instructions to change the time. When the time changes. I never read the instructions. Never read it. So I don't maximize the watch. Got to go to Google. Sometimes Ella Allison's good at this stuff. I say, Ella Allison, can you please change the time? I think I'd ask her every year. Can you please change the time on my watch? Why? Because I haven't read the instructions, so I really don't know how to use it. And that's a shame. That's a shame. And that's just like us. We're not listening to the instructions of Rhema on how to use the gift we got. The instruction of Rhema is trying to tell you that when you recognize, discern, peace of mind, please be in a place of thanksgiving for the prosperity and favor that has come at the same time. Use the instructions and utilize and maximize the gift that's been given unto us.
Bless your name, Jesus.
It's come at the same time. Please listen to the instructions on how to utilize the gift. So this is what happens when the Rhema comes and isn't sustained with proper judgment. It becomes unfruitful, meaning when it is sown, it's already fruitful. But when we don't stay joined long enough to get past the tranquil mind, we truly would see prosperity if we learn to judge what truly is and has taken place.
Amen.
I remember what Elder Donna said the other day, and she experienced it. She was thanking God for tranquility, and then she began to thank him for prosperity. She turns back around, goes to the bathroom, comes out of the bathroom, I believe, and comes back and sees Cash App's drop in her phone.
Sure
for
did.
Prosperity that she was just inquiring about, thanking about, and then it happened at the same time. Why can't you get tranquility of mind and a knock on the door at the same time? I'll tell you why. Because we're not utilizing and we're not reading and following the instructions of the Rhema word. Your gift is here. You've opened it. There's more dimensions than just a tranquil mind that the gift has to offer. The gift also has the ability to manifest prosperity and wealth simultaneously to the tranquility of mind. All right, watch this here. Let's go a little bit further, and I'm going to close with this. But this is also how the gift works. This is also more instructions here. In Amos chapter 9, verse number 13, we all know this scripture, but let's look at it. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. All right? Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. Let's look at this. This is going to bless you. The word plowman means one who plows with the use of tools. All right? That's been us. We've been plowing in the Rhema word. The word reaper means harvester. Now watch this. To overtake, if the plowman's going to overtake the reaper, the word overtake in the Hebrew actually translates to be or to come. The plowman will become the reaper. Wait a minute. The plowman will be the reaper. The plowman will be, that's somebody moving simultaneously. He's plowing but reaping. The plowman becomes the reaper.
Amen.
As soon as he plows, he's also reaping. There's much food in the tillage of the poor.
Wow.
So now I'm the plowman that becomes the reaper. It's not another person coming in to do another job. I plow, you reap. No, I plow by staying in the Rhema, getting under his judgment. Then I become the harvester. I become, the Bible says, listen, I'll read it to you again. Behold, the days come, and saith the Lord, that the plowman shall become the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. Wait a minute. If I'm the plowman, how am I the reaper? Because while I'm plowing, I'm reaping. I'm plowing and I'm reaping. That's what it means. There's much food in the tillage, the fresh furrow. So as the fresh furrow is created, I'm also gathering the all provisions. I'm seeing the fresh furrow. I'm treading it out by staying in the Rhema. And as I discern, the harvest is already there. So the plowman becomes the reaper. I become the harvester. I don't wait. I'm plowing and harvesting at the same time.
Wow, Lord God.
Watch this now. Watch this note. This points to what is going to happen. The plowman will become the reaper. This speaks. Listen, it says this. Let's look at this again. Let's take our time. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. I'm going to tell you what he told me. Behold, the days are here, saith the Lord. Why? Because Rhema is teaching you. The Rhema is opening this up to you. The days come that the plowman shall become the reaper. The days are here because of the Rhema revealing the much food that is in the tillage. It's all happening at the same time. The days are here. So this points as to what's going to happen. The plowman will become the reaper. This speaks of a mindset, watch this, that understands that when I am joined, my ground is prepared. But not only is it prepared, but I also am the harvester harvesting a right now harvest of God's prosperity. Then watch this. I understand the second part. Then the treader of grapes depicts I've harvested, but now I turn back into the one that sows seed. So now I'm treading, watch this. If I'm treading grapes, how in the world do I become, while I'm treading grapes, the one that sows seed? In other words, I've harvested, but I'm in this perpetual cycle of God's discernment and judgment. I'm in a perpetual cycle that while I'm treading out the harvest, I'm also on the field sowing. Why? Because it's going to sustain me in this lifestyle. Does anybody hear me?
Bless God.
I'm going to be sustained here. I'm going to do the process all at the same time. Because what? I'm staying in the judgment here. And I'm always reaping the much that is in my tillage. And I'm staying because I remain here. I stay joined. I stay as this one that sows seed. So now I become it all. I'm doing it all, praise God, through Christ, my gift.
Praise God.
All right, I become a treader of grapes, depicting I've harvested, but now I turn back into the one that sows seed, meaning I'm locked into a consistent mindset of judgment that reveals my justice. My tillage will stay full because while I'm in the rhema word to the point of expiation, I'm also in harvest time too. I become both the sower and the reaper at the same time.
Amen.
That's how fast our judgment should be. And that's how fast we should be receiving. Some of you are like, oh my gosh, this man has flipped his wig. Yes, I'm trying to tell you right now, this is what the word is pointing at. Why? All because of that word peace, this wonderful gift of peace we've been given. It points to this truth. It points to it. And once your mind gets geared around it, please understand, I've told you guys this in the past. It's not something that's being forced. We're not forcing this Thanksgiving. No, there's something that triggers in our knowing. It triggers in our knowing as the peace, as expiation is there. We then discern we are in the wealthy place. We are in the place of prosperity. It just triggers automatically. And it's come through the rhema, through the knowledge of God, what he's given us. But now it sustains here. It's not something that we're forcing. But my good, I understand. I'm just, man, throughout the day, I'm thanking him for his prosperity as I discern the peace that I have over my mind. And I'm seeing the move of prosperity, or the full manifestation of it is coming. It's here. I'm stepping into it. It's coming into my place of reality, or my place of tangibility. It's coming into my natural realm. It's always been here. We see Jesus do it when he multiplies the fish and the loaves. It was already there. It was simple. It was absolutely simple. It's already been created, already been in the tillage. Prophetess used to call it our heavenly bank account.
Mm-hmm.
It's already full. And we're called to make many withdrawals. All is already in the tillage of the poor. Don't let it be for want of judgment that it's destroyed. But discern. Discern where you are. Even right now, discern where you are and open and utilize the instructions that came with the gift. This gift of peace. It's an extraordinary gift. We've been given the Prince of Peace. And I'm telling you, he's so, so excited. For those of you that are coming into this, he's been waiting. This is his good pleasure to give you his kingdom, and he's been waiting to do it. It's an exciting time for those of you that are following the instructions that came with your gift. On Sunday, we're going to blow your minds. On Saturday, we are going to blow your minds even the more. We're going to talk about this here. On Saturday, where are we here? We are going to deal with the gift and the depth of his and our prosperity.
Amen.
Coming out of Isaiah 9, 1 through 7. We've been praising him, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We're going to see outside of the resources of the earth, what else does he own? What else is in our tillage?
Amen.
And it's going to bless your mind completely. And it's going to take you beyond knowing that he has all provisions for you. It's already there. His wealth is ridiculous. And so that makes your wealth ridiculous. So that's what we're dealing with on Saturday, part two, the gift and the depth of his and our prosperity. Amen. That's all I got for you tonight. I hope that it got you. I hope that you understood it. I pray that you did.
Amen.
It was just kind of some follow-up on what we've been learning. And God wants us to realize and understand. He really does. He wants us to realize and understand what is already there for you, what is already in your ground. And I'm excited to know this. It's really here. It's really here. But please don't let it be destroyed because of being without judgment concerning it, being without discernment. Don't let it go. Don't let it go because it doesn't carry. You're not carrying the discernment that you should to be able to walk it out. Listen, I'm not saying this, and I'm not a cliche preacher whatsoever, but I'm telling you right now, we are living so far beneath our rights and privileges. It's going to make some of you sick when you realize the wealth that he has and that we have. It made me realize something, that I'm not going to be that guy that doesn't judge my situation right, and that I don't receive because I'm not discerning correctly. That's finished here. That's finished. We're not in the same way. We don't walk as the world walks. That's not how we move. Our ways are his ways. And Jesus lived in a whole different, way different realm. And the laws that he followed and walked in to prosper were so different from what we do down here on earth. Man, when you realize the staff of our shoulders has been broken, our way of life, the way that we feel like we need to prosper, we're going to read in Isaiah chapter 9. You're going to see that the way that we thought we had to prosper has been broken because of the gift. The way we prosper is different now. It's by right discernment. It's by being joined and discerning what God has for us. And we're going to do it.
Amen. Do
it. You can listen here. You can follow me and take it to the bank, because that's exactly where we're going to be taking it, to the bank. We're going to be a wealthy. It's been prophesied years ago, the wealth that would overtake our ministry. And I am not leaving out of here until these things come to pass.
Amen.
I'm not going anywhere. Praise God. I'm going to watch every promise that God has made over my life and the life of our ministry. And the people therein, it's coming to pass. We will be debt-free owners of homes. Amen. We'll be giving homes away. We're going to walk in wealth and prosperity because we're staying joined to him. Amen. You guys are quiet, but doesn't mean you aren't in agreement. And let me see. I got some agreement in the chats. We got some agreements in the chats. Here we go. Scrolling all the way up. Blanche is the first one to agree with an amen. Elder Downer comes back through with awesome. Jay says, amen. This is so good. Praise God. It's teaching us to stop asking for what we already have. That's exactly on point, Jay. That's exactly on point. To stop asking. We're in the wrong type of conversation. And when God asks, when we see this, it almost says, it takes us out of the position of being an authentic faith. Authentic faith walkers understand what belongs to them. They understand where they are and where God is with them. And God is teaching us differently. He really and truthfully is. See, we're not the church or the part of the churches that's going to have to ask and keep on asking, knock and keep on knocking. No, we're going to be that church that is just moving in thanksgiving. Yeah, you can get it done by asking, keep on asking, but you're going to go through the mill. It's going to be a long process at times. But when you understand and discern, much food is in the tillage. And man, you by right judgment, you'll get it released. You'll walk right into the manifestation of it. Amen, Jay. It is teaching us to asking for what we already have. Evangelist Darrell says amen. Elder Allison says amen, amen, and amen. Jay comes back again, says amen. And he says planting and harvesting at the same time. There's no seed time or harvest time because it's all happening at the same time. Thank you, Jay. And it is. The ground you need to watch is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The ground you need to discern is where your mind is. If you're in peace or propitiation, then please understand you're in seed time and harvest at the same time.
Amen.
And that's when you throw your hands up and just thank him for his prosperity.
Bless God.
I mean, you just thank him. You go off into thanksgiving, praise God. And then all of a sudden, things begin to shake, rattle, and roll on your behalf. Been experiencing it all week. And I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. And it's sweatless. It is absolutely sweatless. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, guys. Amen.
Amen. Well,
that's the first part of Jesus, what a gift. And so part two will be Saturday morning at 10 sharp. It's only going to be an hour or so meeting at 10 sharp, at 10 to 11. So you can get on to your families and enjoy. But I also want you to unlock and unwrap the most valuable gift underneath your tree or underneath your soul. And that's Christ. And just having an awareness of what he's done for us. Oh, my goodness. For unto you and unto me, a child was born. Unto you and unto me, a son really was given. And for this purpose, man, at the end of all of that, at the end of all of it, he talks about the increase of his government and peace. There will be no end. And so he's really the gift that just wants to bring peace in every way, wholeness in every way to your life. So amen. Love you guys. If you want to sow